Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, happy new year, my baby boomer friends. This is our second show of the new year, and many of us are still getting accustomed to the year of 2020. It's going to be the year of perfect hindsight, because at the end of the year, we'll be able to know exactly what we all did wrong. Anyhow, welcome, if you're an early baby boomer born in the latter part of the 40s, welcome to the ninth decade of your life. Yes, that's it. It's very scary. And in order to get properly scared, I need my two partners to join me on this. Please welcome from Indiana, the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, and it appears that the Patriots are out of the running for the Super Bowl this year. When asked how he felt about it, Tom Brady claimed he felt deflated.
And a Patriots fan who happens to live in Colorado now, but she just roots for anybody who's in the lead, is our distaff member, Carolyn Strauss.
Hey, guys. Yeah, happy 2020 until the Patriots lost. And I know everybody I know is thrilled about it. And I'm not, just because I've got all the clothing. This messes up my wardrobe for the next 2 weeks, people. I know what I wear on Sundays. During the regular season, I wear my Broncos shirt. And during the postseason, I wear my Patriots shirt. And now I actually have to think about wardrobe. Darn it.
Might have to wear a wacky t-shirt with a saying on it, you know, instead. I don't know.
I got lots of those.
My favorite one, it says chicken pot pie. Three of my favorite things.
My favorite was when I lived in New York. I actually can't say all the words, but when I lived in New York, my favorite one was a t-shirt. On the front, it said, "Welcome to New York." And on the back, it had a picture of a gun. It said, "Now duck, MF."
Oh, man.
My favorite was, I know you've all seen the classic Dare t-shirt that they give away to kids that have been through the school drug program. And on the back it said, "I turned my parents into the cops and all I got was this lousy t-shirt."
Well, I was, speaking of that, I was watching TV today. They're having the funeral for General Soleimani, the Iranian guy who was killed. And I couldn't tell if there were more people attending that funeral or standing in line now that Chicago has legal recreational pot. I mean, those lines are around the block and they just go all day long.
That's sort of like the gym in January. Just wait. By March, those lines will be totally dissipated. I live in Colorado and I know that. But it's like going to the gym this morning. It's the first week. The class was packed. I couldn't stand it. I could barely get a bike. There was one bike left. It had a click in the, you know, a hitch in the thing, but I had to use it. Oh, man.
Huh. Yeah, it's actually, here's some breaking news. A pot dispensary in Chicago was broken into last night.
I read that too. You would think that security really would have been on the top of their minds when they opened these things. Because it's just, it's like breaking into a bank with less safes to get through.
Well, actually, it's better because banks don't have money anymore. You go to a bank,
that's
you take
true.
All the money in the bank, you get maybe $40,000 tops.
Yeah.
The marijuana dispensaries are cash only, and they can't put it in the bank.
Yeah, right.
So they did $3 million in sales among six dispensaries. There's $500,000 sitting there in the basement of that dispensary.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's a business we got to get in.
I thought that's the business you were in, Dale.
No.
Just the front. He meant the back side, the back door.
Manufacturing, not consumption. Anyhow, it's a new year approaches, and baby boomers, we develop more and more concerns as to, you know, what's going to happen to us as we get older, especially where are we going to live? Because, your choices are either you live at home and, you use one room, or you go to one of those senior centers where they bake bad food for you. Or this idea that came up in Arizona State University, they're selling condos to seniors that are on campus so that you can audit college courses while you're there. And I think that's a great idea. I mean, as boomers, you got to admit our most fun years were at college.
Yeah, I don't know how that idea is going to go over. Because you've got, 10,000 women under 22 and a bunch of old guys sitting on their balcony.
Exactly. Hey, girls, they got beer up here. I mean, come on. That's got to be great.
I think all I can think of is the creep factor.
You want to go down to Student Union, huh?
But I think it's a brilliant idea. I mean, because colleges are struggling for money, only charging $70,000 a year for each of their students to go. So, I mean, they're struggling.
Well, this woman, 72 years old, paid $500,000 for a two-bedroom apartment, and she gets to audit all the classes. I don't know what classes you'd want to audit. I think they would come up with classes just for seniors, prostate 101, stuff like that we need to know, but...
Yeah, how to use Facebook to avoid your grandchildren.
So that's something.
What to say when some creep asks you out?
That's actually, now that they built the condos, that's going to be a part of orientation.
Yeah, they should give us classes like hip things the kids say nowadays.
Or hip replacements the kids hip have replacements. These days.
Yeah. It's just because you got a new hip doesn't mean you are.
Yeah, and how to avoid assault when walking across campus with a walker.
Plus, some places on campus are a good walk, so they've had to install porta potties along the way because nobody can make it that far without taking a pee. But anyhow, that's something to look forward to in the future. But right now, I don't know if everybody's aware of it, but this is what they call awards season. That's the music they play. But it's all the Hollywood things are given our awards. We had the Golden Globe Awards, the SAG-AFTRA Awards, the Academy Awards. There was one held already, some other buddy's awards. And they're really, they're not important to anybody except the people who are getting the awards, I think. But they are fun to watch. And, for instance, I watched last night, I watched the Golden Globe Awards. And I was fascinated. I didn't care who won the awards, but Ricky Gervais just came out swinging hard. And I liked that.
Oh, yeah, he nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. Right up front says, I've done five. This is my last one. So strap yourselves in.
I may actually use that in one of my next programs that I do for executives. Okay, if your employees are coming in and behaving like this, they might be done. It might be time to let them move on because, wow, he was so over it.
But right off the front, he said, hey, it's a joke. We're all going to die soon. There's no sequel. That was brilliant.
And then he mentioned actually his show that was on Netflix, where it was a guy who killed himself, and he said if they do a sequel, you have to say that I didn't kill myself, kind of like Epstein. Oh, I know he was all your friends. Get over it.
And then he had a shot at Weinstein at the end too. I forget what that was. Some movie where you're watching all this stuff and pretending you don't see it, kind of like you people with Henry Weinstein, whatever the guy's. I tried to forget
Harvey.
His name, Harvey. Yeah.
Harvey.
It's one of my favorite shows. I think you can get it. I think you can get it on Netflix now. Was Extras with Ricky Gervais. It was two seasons, and the gist of it is Ricky Gervais plays an extra on movies who stumbles into a sitcom, and then becomes a huge comedy star. And all these celebrities dropped into a show, and they all played themselves. That was the interesting thing. Like, they had the kid that played Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And basically, he was like a teenager that wanted to have sex with older women. was that whole episode. But there was one with David Bowie, and actually David Bowie and... Ricky Gervais tried to get into the VIP section so he could sit next to David Bowie, and starts talking to David Bowie, and David Bowie goes, you just inspired a song, I think, from me. I think I have a new song. And he goes over to the piano and starts playing and goes, short little fat man. With a face like a pug.
I'm gonna have to look that up. Extra. I've never seen.
Yeah, it's called
that
Extras.
Show.
Yeah, it's a very, like I said, it's two seasons. It's a very funny show. Really, really nailed it, I think. He's really good. He's actually gone up a notch in my in my ranking after the show last night. But I've always enjoyed him.
Well,
I have
speaking too. Of shows like Extras. I'm sorry, Dale.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say. The thing that amazes me is not one of the shows that were nominated in any category for anything were on network broadcast television. Nothing. Everything was either on cable or streaming. Not one. Not This Is Us. Not New Amsterdam, which I happen to like. Nothing. So, I mean... what is that? It's $10 a month for every streaming service. So if you want to see all the shows that have been nominated, you have to pay like an extra $60 a month or something just to see everything.
No, you just pick one at a time. You pick one streaming service, watch all the stuff there that you want to watch, and then cancel it, and then get another streaming service. They don't make you, except for Amazon. I think Amazon's the only one that makes you pay for a whole year.
Well, that's because they give you free shipping.
Yeah.
But yeah,
is anyone not an Amazon Prime member? I think
there are a lot of people who aren't.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, my sister isn't. She's like, yeah, I'm not buying enough stuff to make it worth it. I'm like, really? Okay.
I wasn't until they gave me 3 months free, and I saw I'll go for that, and I just hung on.
I accidentally hung on. What I was doing, they give you a month free, and what I was doing is I would sign up, and then 29 days later I'd cancel it, and I was pulling that scam for about 3-4 months until I forgot. That's what they counted on.
But yeah, yes. Netflix is taking over the world. It's going to be Netflix and Amazon and who else is out there?
Well, there's Apple TV.
And Apple.
Did you get a chance to watch the morning show?
I saw one episode. I wasn't impressed.
So, see, and I happen to love television, right? So it's behind the scenes at one of those morning TV shows, which has always, by the way, a secret dream of mine to host one of those. But the dream doesn't include getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. So I'm not sure that would work for me.
Can we film it after the bars close? That's much more my schedule.
Technically, it's morning. Come on.
just delay it a couple hours.
We already have
nothing,
makeup.
Nothing
on,
breaking
sure.
happens between 2 and 4 a.m. anyway.
But what I found interesting about the show, it's all about what actually happened with this whole Me Too movement, where Steve Carell plays a co-host of one of those morning shows and is accused and loses his job over sexual harassment. But here was the interesting thing. I don't think there's going to be another season of it. It's 10 episodes, 1 hour each. And at the end, they come out and talk about what's really happening in the world and how we all have to speak up. And then there was a Meryl Streep movie that I watched on Netflix called The Laundromat, which was all about money laundering. And at the end, she comes out and talks direct to camera. It's like this new trend where people talk, they make a show and then talk directly to camera to teach us a lesson. How do you guys feel about that?
I think Ricky Gervais said it best, is you're in no position to lecture anybody about anything.
Exactly. And then he followed that up and said, you came here, you're all dressed up, you came here in limos. I came in here in a limo, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. And everybody, then they took a shot at Tom Hanks, who's just wincing as though he's sitting on a nail or something.
I think by the time this show's over, we will have pilfered every single one of Ricky Gervais' jokes. I think there'll be no need for anyone to look it up after we're done with his show.
Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, I was going to say is I don't think Amazon might take over the world. I don't think that Netflix will, Carolyn. I think Netflix is in trouble. I think Netflix is spending way too much money on garbage. Because I saw The Irishman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did too.
So The Irishman did not win. Did it win anything?
It didn't win anything last night. No.
Well, you know what? Did you see those guys in that movie? They should definitely get a SAG award.
Oh God.
Oh my gosh. What a bunch of...
They're us, Tim. You know, look in the mirror, bud. They're us, all right?
I don't care. You know what? I'm not playing a 30-year-old tough guy. I am on this show playing exactly what I am. Somebody with an ARP card and enjoys buffets. That's no pretenses here. I'm not playing a gangster that's going to scare people. I'm not playing a 4-foot-tall gangster.
but Al Pacino, I thought, was great in that movie. He had Jimmy Hoffa down to a, I thought, because I remember my dad was a Teamster, and I remember, him always talking about Jimmy Hoffa and seeing clips of him on TV and stuff, and I thought Al Pacino had him.
He looked like he was doing Jimmy Hoffa for Saturday Night Live today. It was too much. And oh my God, that youthing process that they use, which is cost the majority, from what I heard, the majority of the $150 million they spent for that picture was spent to make Robert De Niro look like he was 30.
So how much is it going to cost me to look like I'm 30? Wait,
you don't want to look. You don't want to look that 30 because he kind of looked like he should have been in Polar Express. you almost expected at one point for him to take out a ticket and go one to the North Pole.
But did you like the movie? I mean, do you think Scorsese did a good job?
I think Scorsese is starting to lose it. He has forgotten the word editing. Three and a half hours, which was about an hour and a half too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the reason why, I think, is because, all these guys are legends. They're now, especially in the gangster genre. And Scorsese did not have the guts to tell him, that scene only needs to be about 2 minutes.
Right.
I mean, these dialogues that go back and forth, it's like, they're telling you to quit. I ain't going to quit. Yeah, but they're telling you you got to quit. Yeah, but I ain't going to quit. Yeah, but you really got to quit. No, I ain't going to quit. It goes on for like 5-10 minutes for no purpose whatsoever. And I think Scorsese didn't have the, say, Bobby, there's just a minute of information in that scene. you guys didn't have to run it for 15 minutes.
And I read the book that it was based on called I Heard You Paint Houses. And the book only took me about 6 hours to read. and it had a lot more details than the movie in there.
Okay, so I think the performance of the year has to go to Joaquin Phoenix. Not just his speech at the Golden Globes, because that in itself was a performance. But did either of you guys get to see Joker yet?
I have not seen it yet. I do have it to watch, but I have not seen it yet.
Tim, did you get to see
it? Nope. The only one I've seen. The only one I've seen is the Irishman from all nominees.
Okay. Joker might be the best performance I've ever seen by an actor. I'm not kidding. It's terrifying and disturbing and upsetting to watch, but the direction, the writing is so good. You see this, you know, we all know the story of the Joker. You see this man descend into more madness than he already has. But the way it's written, as an audience member, you have so much sympathy for this incredible character. I mean, here he is, this violent, creepy, scary guy, and my heart is just going out to him. That's brilliant. The performance was amazing.
I'll have to.
I recommend it.
Watch that.
I
like
put
the
that on the list.
I like the performances in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And if for baby boomers, this is a must see movie because it takes place in 1969. A period where, you know, we'll all understand exactly where it's coming from. It's the end of some television things, such as Westerns. And it's also the year in which Manson and his tribe really got in a lot of trouble. And it's funny how those two stories intermix, but yet don't actually. And it's having lived through that era, I think baby boomers will find it very, very amusing.
And if you're female listening to this, just watch it for Brad Pitt. That's all I can say. Two words, Brad Pitt. Oh, my God. It's funny. Until now, I haven't been a, like, wow, Brad Pitt fan. He actually reminded me of Robert Redford in this film. He was stunning.
Yeah, he was good. He had a great line at the awards, too. He said, I was going to bring my mom here for the awards, but nowadays, any woman I'm standing next to, they claim I'm dating.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. And then Marriage Story, which I actually saw on Netflix. I didn't go to the theater and see it. I think it is it on Netflix or Amazon Prime? I can't remember.
On one of them. I don't
know. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so well acted. It should be called Divorce Story, but it's really good.
It was, the acting, I thought Adam Driver did an excellent job. I thought Scarlett Johansson did a good job. And, it was a good movie. It, you know, it was well told. And what's her name? One for supporting actress, the woman that played her mother. What's her name?
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern.
She is so good. I mean, she's in Big Little Lies, and she's in this. I love when the actors at these things have to move tables. They're at, like, three different tables because they're in three different things. What, there aren't enough other actors to fill these roles? We have to have the same people playing roles again and again and again. That's why I never made it in Hollywood. There's Kathy Bates. They have her. Why do they need me?
Hello, the Kathy Bates story. Hello.
You know what, Carolyn? I've often said the same exact thing. Strangely enough.
And the other movie that I really liked was another one of those. What were the winners, Carolyn? Or what were the
nominees were picture or musical. Okay, Dolomite, the Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Jojo Rabbit, Knives Out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Rocket Man. The kid from Rocket Man won.
Yeah, he was good. He was good as Elton John. I mean, I'm not a big Elton John fan, but I thought this kid had nailed his early years, you know, as weird and twisted and drug-addled as they were.
Yeah, but don't you think it would have been more fun to hear Eddie Murphy do a speech?
It would have been more fun to see Eddie Murphy play Elton John. Wait, actually. And then coming up is the Academy Awards, which, you know, the movie that won everything last night, all the big awards. Many people have not even seen it because it just came out
yet.
1917, about World War I. And you know, everyone is saying, well, that's going to be the big Academy Award winner and such. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I may even have to go to a theater, which is against everything I believe in, but, you know, paying to get in.
I heard, and I could be mistaken on this, but I heard it's all one shot.
Wow.
The entire movie is one shot.
If it had been one shot, it wouldn't have been a whole world war.
It's basically the camera like tracks out through the trenches.
Uh-huh.
And then it plays out as the camera is like moving back. It plays out in front of it. That's what I heard. It's all one shot. The
Easy.
Entire movie.
So how long of a period does it cover?
I'm guessing 1917.
Yeah,
that'd be a good guess. Yeah,
good guess.
I don't know why I wouldn't have thought of that. and another big winner last night was Awkwafina. Who the hell is this? She's named after a water brand.
Did you see Crazy Rich Asians?
I glanced at it. I didn't really care for it.
Okay, she plays the best friend. She is comedic and adorable and charming and warm, and I thought she was a little breath of fresh air.
Hmm.
But why the?
I had,
go ahead, Tim.
I have a friend. I have a friend who grew up in Hong Kong, and I was hanging out with him, and another friend asked him. She said, "Hey, can you go see see Crazy Rich Asians with me?" And he goes, "Yeah, sure." And he turns to me and he goes, "She needs me to point out which one's the different guy." She needs me there to say, "No, that's not the same guy that was in the last scene."
And they wonder how stereotypes get started, you know.
Yeah, and then later, like the next day, I talked to him and I said, "So how was the movie?" He goes, "I couldn't tell if it was a different guy."
That's the way I felt when I watched Planet of the Apes. You know, I really couldn't tell, except when they were wearing little suits. You know, that was about it.
Did you guys see The Loudest Voice? The
no.
one with Russell Crowe, yeah, who plays same guy from Bombshell, who John Lithgow plays.
Roger Ailes.
Yes, Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! If you haven't seen The Loudest Voice, watch it. I think it might even be on HBO. I'm not sure. One of the cable networks. I don't remember. Oh my gosh, he's so good, and he didn't show up last night because terrifyingly, as you heard Jennifer Aniston say, he's in Australia trying to keep his house from burning. So, I mean, you know, I know this is a comedy show, you guys, but wow, my public service announcement today is if you guys have any extra cash laying around from Christmas that people gave you a gift card or something, turn it in and donate to help the volunteer firefighters, because I have friends in Australia and this is not good.
Where would they
and
donate?
Russell Crowe isn't one of my
Where do you
friends.
Donate to?
That is a good question. I will take a look and find that out while you guys chat.
Okay. Well, we pretty much reached the end of our time, so I'm sure people can find a place to look it up. You know, but yeah, the you know, watch the awards as they're coming up. I think coming up next is the SAG-AFTRA awards, and Carolyn and I, as SAG-AFTRA members, both get to vote in those. So I'm sure just based on our political stance, we'll be canceling out each other's votes.
I think you're right,
Bill. But that's it. Yeah, please see if you can help out the people in Australia. Go to the movies, too, because you're going to want to see all of these movies. You can catch most of them on Netflix or Amazon or HBO, and you'll be prepared for the next awards presentation. Other than that, any last things to say? How about you, Tim?
Just go to my website, timslegel.com, or listen to my other podcast, Rule of Three, with Bent Washburn and Tim Slegel, available wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, and Carolyn?
I'm actually home for a couple of weeks, which is fantastic. I don't travel again until the end of the month. So just listen to Tim and Dale and listen to us again next week.
And work on that vision board, because we want to see a completed one of these days.
Actually, I have one. And I also want to say, since this is the award show that we're talking about, I think we should start the potties for the best podcast. And I think that we should nominate ourselves and we should win.
Oh, I thought it was going to be an award for Dale's mouth.
I thought it was going to be for plumbing. And if you want to get more laughs on the day's news, turn to DaleIrvin.com. Every week I publish the Friday Funnies in a written and video form, the more bizarre news stories of the week. And also visit our webcast, another day, or our website, rather, anotherdayaboveground.com, where you can learn more about us, see all of our shows, and leave us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Other than that, that wraps it up for another week on Another Day Above Ground. Celebrate this day, my friends, and we will see you back here next week.
And that's it for Another Day Above Ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.